Thank you very much, Elizabeth. I'm not supposed to depress you. Actually, it was quite inspiring to see, and it's unique, it's very rare to see the five instruments displayed one after the other and to see how comprehensive and impressive the whole amount of work that is done under the instrument. That are really very concrete, there's such a strong focus on implementation, with assistance, with capacity building, with working with partner, trying to influence and engage with other sector, in particular the climate sector. Also, the influence and the growing impact outside the EC region. So I think and it's beautiful to hear how proud you are of those instruments. But as Zal has already mentioned, those instruments were negotiated for many, even more than 30 years ago, and some of the practices which were based at that time are not functioning anymore. And we need to move forward, and indeed it's very important to see the development under the Water Convention that are trying to address this anomaly, because it's simply an anomaly that an instrument is not given the means to implement the decision that it are taken at the governing body. So there are a number of challenges, and we heard them, with which all the instruments are facing. There's obviously the problem linked to national governance and the need to strengthen inter and intra-ministerial coordination, cooperation with local actors, with industry, other sector, and I think you all know about that, but it's important that it's reminded, and in that respect, I think that CEP members have a special role to play. Especially being at the interface of so many processes. Then there are issues linked to support and in general political support to our instrument to promote accession, to promote implementation, and also issue linked to visibility. There are so many very useful products that are developed under those instruments and they're not known enough and therefore they're not used enough. And just the use of those products and the application of those products would greatly improve the environmental situation in our region and beyond. So there's a need to increase visibility. And again, we're raising this with you because you can also play an important role in that respect. We have also a problem within the UN system that we're not always known enough, in particular, for instance, now with a very strong focus with the UN reform on the work at the country level. Because UNEC is not a resident agency, we don't have enough visibility within UN country team. And I see colleagues smiling about this because it's not only it's a common problem for all non-UN resident agency, but especially for ECE, which is not always seen as an environmental agency. And therefore, we really need to help the Secretary is making a lot of effort to support UN country team for assisting countries in implementation of the treaty at the national level, but also at the transboundary level. And that's another challenge, because the UN reform is really at the national level, and many of our instruments are promoting a transboundary approach. Then you heard a lot about financing. Many of your country are supporting financially the work under the convention, and we are extremely grateful about that. But it's not all parties. It's really still very uneven. And there's also a big challenges linked to irregularities. Not only that there are small resources, not enough resources compared to the adopted program of work, but also that they don't come on time. And so the planning is extremely demanding. Then we are also at the moment, and also this was referred to by Zal, we are faced with challenges which are external. UNEC depends on UNOG, and UNOG has been changing some rules which are beyond our control. For instance, something that has affected all the convention in time of difficult resources is the fact that UNOG has been increasing their costs for technical and other operational and support for administrative service that they provide. And this increase has been much beyond our expectation. From one year to another, we've seen increase more than 20% or 30% of costs, which until like 6 years ago, we weren't paying for them. And it's also extremely untransparent as a process. We don't know. It's very difficult for us from one year to another. Some of our instruments have a three-year program of work. We don't know what the cost at the end of the 3 years will be. I mean, 20 years of increase by year, you can imagine what kind of insecurity it is raise. And this is something that we are really grappling with and we don't know how to handle. And similarly for what Sal mentioned, there have been in the past the possibility to have a hybrid meeting, which have been suspended by a decision in New York. But we had, for specific, in particular for technical meeting, which we need technical input from experts who might not always be able to participate, we had the possibility to have, by paying extra XB resources, to have hybrid participation. And then now, even paying, we're not able to organize that anymore. And this is, again, a decision which has been taken above our head and we're not able to influence. And I think it's important that the CEP is aware of it and that the CEP can try to address this issue. So these are some of the challenges which are common across the instrument. And again, I stress very much that the role that we see the CEP as potentially having. I think there was also a very clear call from the ambassador from Slovenia on a specific decision taken by the Meeting of the Party of the Water Convention on Multilingualism, which will have a whole process of follow-up at the Commission section and at ECOSOC. And here, there, again, CEP colleagues, it would be good if you could follow up and support the process. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.